case number 10,441, Creative Concepts of Bethany, Inc., northeast of Route 1, a variance from the maximum square footage requirement and a height requirement for an on-premise sign.
Come up here first, please. State your name and address for the record.
Scott Ledden, 36818, Fenwick Island, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
We originally had three billboards on the property when we purchased it 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We only have one. We took the other poles down many years ago. We didn't alter anything. We've been advertising our name for 23 years mm-hmm. on that spot. So the letter that was sent to us is kind of new to us and really didn't understand after that being that the signs have been up 23 years.
Well, you wrote, number one, you're 3 foot over the 25-foot height. You're 28 feet in the air, and it should be 25 feet. Is that what one part of the letter stated?
Honestly, I've never measured it. Like I say, we didn't build the billboard when we purchased the property.
It was there.
It was there. We merely used it for air advertising. So in 23 years, I've never measured the billboard. Didn't realize we were in violation.
Another thing you did when you bought the property, put your name on the sign. It was already there.
What? I'm sorry?
When you bought the property, you changed the sign then.
Yeah, the billboard was we just painted our name on it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We did take two other billboards down the property.
At that time?
Yes, sir.
So you didn't do anything else to the existing billboard?
No, it's the original. I think there's five telephone poles. That was the original
The reason
structure.
You're here, it became a violation because it was approved originally as an off-premise sign, meaning it was supposed to advertise somebody else's business. So 23 years ago, when you bought it and put your own business on, you basically began violating it, violating the ordinance. Now, why it took so long for somebody to realize that, I can't imagine, but that's why it's in violation.
Okay.
It's supposed to advertise anybody's business but your own.
Okay. So
to correct that, what you've applied for, whether you knew it or not, was to allow that sign now to be utilized as an on-premise sign, which is and it's too large for that. So that's why you're here.
Okay.
To kind of legitimate, if that's a word, what you've been using for 23 years.
So we can continue to advertise our
name.
That's
the purpose of your application.
Right.
To be able to continue using that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. we just put a new vinyl skin on it, and I guess this is where it came to the attention of somebody from the county.
Okay.
And spent well over a couple thousand for the new vinyl sign to advertise. And I'm sure you all know businesses have been pretty tough, and we need all the advertising we can get. We had 36 employees last year, and we're down to 24, trying to hold our own. So we spend about $50,000, $60,000 a year in advertising, which is good for the economy or the other advertisers. But we need to let people know that we have another location, which is about 30 miles away.
So... is advertising the other?
Yes, other location also, yes.
Oh, but both locations?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, normally you're allowed a sign up to 200 square feet and up to 25 feet tall as an on-premise sign.
Okay.
It's a little bigger than that.
I guess it is.
So you would be suggesting that it's unique and that that also advertises an off-premise business?
Yes, sir. I mean, we need all the, in these economic times, we need all the help we can get.
And so, therefore, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel in any way it alters the essential character of the neighborhood?
I guess since it's been up 23 years, it doesn't seem to have bothered anybody.
And you're suggesting it's a minimum to afford relief?
I'm sorry?
Are you suggesting that the request is a minimum to afford relief?
Yes. And I think with us taking down two other billboards, which we had the right to have up there, that
makes it
hopefully we'll take into consideration.
Makes it a minimum even more so.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bergman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as by the questions I asked the applicant, I think that his request addresses the standards for granting a variance. And I make a motion that we approve case number 10,441.
Excuse me.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,441. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too.